joining us at Bible Fellowship Church on Let's Talk Ministry. I know if some of you might be listening, we are wrapping up Abide 21. And so I know it's when you listen to this, it's going to be on Good Friday. But one of the things that I've been looking at and thinking about was what we did for Abide on Thursday, which would have been yesterday, day 18, respecting the house of God. And I've just enjoyed thinking through the words or thinking about the words in Mark chapter 11. Pick it up in verse 15. And then he came to Jerusalem and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. But you've made it a den of robbers. And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him. And they feared him because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And that evening came and he went out of the city. As someone obviously who is on staff, this rings really loud in my heart and ears. One, as we look at Jesus as he entered into the table or entered into the synagogue, what was taking place as Jesus was walking on earth was a place of worship that had been turned into a place of bribery, a place of making money, a place of not only making the money, but making the people that came to buy sacrifices to exchange money so they can make more money off of just selling the animals there in the temple. And so what it was supposed to be was a place for people to gather, to know more about God, to know more about the truth. And it had been also to gather for hope and to see what God did in the Old Testament and be excited about trusting in God and as they went forward. And all of that had been removed. And his words, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. My house should be called a house where people gather to seek his name. My house should be called a house of where people gather to find hope. My house should be a house where people gather to find salvation in one name, and that name is Jesus. And so as I sit in my office, as I open the scriptures, one of the things that for me as an individual is I long for us to keep the main thing, which is the gospel. There is power in one name, and encouraging people as they gather to continue to go back to that one name. Go back to that name because one, where they found hope. Go back to that name because that name is sovereign. Leading people to learn to be dependent, not independent. So prayer is a part of their lives. Daniel Henderson said this, prayer needs to be our first response, not our last resort. And so leading people well in that as a church family, but also leading people well in the sovereignty of God, not just saying, okay, Jesus, I've gathered and this is what I want and I expect you to do X, Y, and Z, and I would like for you to do that in the next 10 minutes. No, walking into a place where our Father already knows our thoughts and our heart and all that's going on, and we're communicating with him about those things, and then we walk away from our time with him and allow his will to be done in the situations that we are facing. And so as you continue to be part of a local church, as you continue to be part of a family, as you continue to walk towards Easter weekend, the opportunity for us to pause and see the example of who Jesus was. Where were the priorities? And then allowing the Holy Spirit to help us to walk in his example and allow him, the Holy Spirit to give us the same priorities of Jesus. So respecting God's house, Abide 21, my house should be a house of prayer. My house should be a house where there's one name that's lifted up. So thank you, Father, for this day. We love you. Use your word to mold and shape our lives. Your name we pray. Amen. God bless and have a great day.